All right, so we're recording now. And Eric, for starters, will you state your name and your title?
Eric Lucas, Director of Parks and Recreation.
Now, Eric, there's going to be a public comment, or a time for the public to put in their opinion on a dog park. Will you start out by explaining a little bit about what this project is?
Sure. It's the dog park is part of our 2008 no tax increase bond levy that was passed several years back, and we were trying to wrap up all of our variety of different projects in probably 10 of our 12 parks, one of which is the dog park. And so we began determining the location for it several months ago and have finalized the location on a piece of land that we own here at Meadowmere Park, which is our largest park. And it's in a kind of a quaint, quiet location that will enable pet owners to take their dogs over to a state-of-the-art dog park that we hope to build and have it open in the spring.
And why was a dog park decided to be one of the projects? Is there a demand for it?
I wasn't here. I've only been here a year, and obviously this was passed back in 2008. But dog owners are an interesting group of folks who really have a big passion for walking their dogs and getting their dogs to exercise. A lot of places, including Grandview, have leash laws. And by having a dog park, this enables people to take their dogs where dogs can meet other dogs, but also run off leash within a fenced area that's safe and secure for them. And they don't have to worry about their dog getting hit or interacting with people who may be afraid of dogs. And there's just a huge demand, not only in Grandview, but across the country. There are lots of people that have dogs and maybe don't have kids, or seniors that have the kids have left the home, and then they have pets that to care for. So the passion behind dogs is pretty strong throughout the country, and it is here in Grandview as well.
And will this be the city's first dog park?
It will be, and we're really excited about it. We've got a lot of great comments already. We have a survey on our city website and on our Facebook page. We've already gotten interesting feedback from people in regards to what kind of features they'd like to have, and that's what this public comment session will serve as, an opportunity for people to get some one-on-one time with us as we plan and try to put in features that people really would like to see, and ultimately what will fit within our budget.
And will you go over for our listeners when and where this public comment session is going to be held?
Absolutely. The public comment session will be held on September 11th at The View, which is our community center. It's located at 13500 Byers Road in Grandview, Missouri, from 7 to 8 p.m., and we're expecting a fairly sizable crowd of people that hopefully will give us some great feedback and enable us to go back and get a final design ready to take to the board. And once we get that approved, we're hoping to go to bid and this winter and get it built in the early spring.
All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I just encourage people to come out and voice their opinions. I'm not a dog park expert by any means, so what people would like to see is really important to us, and finding out what the public thinks is kind of the driving force for everything that we do in Parks and Recreation. So I hope people come out and let us know what kind of features and